This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Although almost 9 in 10 people in developed countries use the internet, in poorer regions only a fraction of that number goes online. That's the latest findings from ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, which in a new report highlights how more women than ever are missing out on potential digital gains. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, the agency's Dr. Susan Telchter explains why it's often women in rural areas who suffer most.
This year we found that internet usage is growing. So we have now more than half the population worldwide connected. But we have also found a slowdown in the growth across the globe, in fact, which is actually not so unusual because, of course, you have a high growth initially and then later it flattens out a bit.
82% of people in Europe have access to the internet, whereas in some African countries it's down as low as 28%.
Yeah, we find a big discrepancy between actually the service available but people still not using the internet. So we need to find out what are some of the barriers. Cost and affordability is certainly one reason. The other one is literacy and lack of digital skills. And it's not necessarily because they don't have the service where they live. They say, we don't have the money to buy the phone. Or they even say, I don't know what the internet is. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not aware. So there's a lot of things that are related to awareness. And we also link it to digital skills, even basic digital skills. And this is something where a lot of emphasis is now in the international community, not only ITU, but also other international players, private sector, governments are putting a lot of emphasis in reaching out to the communities and trying to teach people basic digital skills, how to use a mobile phone.
It sounds basic, but obviously it isn't. How can you convince countries to focus on digital literacy and internet awareness if they have so many other more pressing emergencies in some cases to deal with?
Well, this is actually becoming easier because now increasingly people realize that using digital technologies helps across the sectors. Even in humanitarian crisis, you need to communicate, right? Even in the problems you have with migration, you have to communicate. People get access to information to instantly talk about in disaster and emergency situations, natural disasters. It's essential to have communication. Now it's not so sectoral anymore as it used to be in the past, looking just at the telecommunication infrastructure, now in education, in health, in e-government, in agriculture, everybody realizes the importance of being connected and using the technologies that will help.
Well, let's hope it carries on that way, but still I come back to the fact, and we haven't spoken about the digital gender divide. 52% of women are not using the internet compared with 42% of men. And where are the women who aren't getting access? They're, from what I understand, not in towns, they're mainly in rural areas.
Yes, in rural areas and specifically in countries with very low income. The UN least developed countries category, which we are also looking at in our new statistics. This is where the gender gap is the highest and also where it has grown, in fact, over the past 6 years, because we are comparing data from 2013 to 2019. And this is where you have a lot more women living in rural areas. You have a lot more women that are illiterate, that have not access to education, that have very, very low incomes. And all of these are explanations for why they are also not going online.